A reading from the first book of Kings. After some time, the wadi dried up because there was no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have designated a widow to feed you." So he went at once. When he came to the entrance of the town, a widow was there gathering wood. He called out to her, "Please bring me a little water in your pitcher and let me drink." As she went to fetch it, he called out to her, "Please bring along a piece of bread for me." "As the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I have nothing baked, nothing but a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am just gathering a couple of sticks so that I can go home and prepare it for myself and my son. We shall eat it, and then we shall die." "Don't be afraid," Elijah said to her. "Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a small cake from what you have there and bring it out to me. Then make some for yourself and your son. For thus said the Lord God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not give out, and the jug of oil will not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the ground." So she went and did as Elijah had spoken, and she and he and her household had food for a long time. The jar of flour did not give out, nor did the jug of oil fail, just as the Lord had spoken through Elijah. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Epistle to the Hebrews. For this reason, he is mediator of a new covenant. Since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant, those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now, where there is a will, the death of the person who made the will must be established. For a will takes a place only at death. It has no force while the person is alive. Thus, not even the first covenant was inaugurated without blood. When every commandment had been proclaimed by Moses to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats, together with water, crimson wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has enjoined upon you." In the same way, he sprinkled also the tabernacle and all the vessels of worship with blood. According to the law, almost everything is purified by blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Therefore, it was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified by these rites. But the heavenly things themselves by better sacrifices than these. For Christ did not enter into a sanctuary made by hands, a copy of the true one, but heaven itself, that he might now appear before God on our behalf. Not that he might offer himself repeatedly as the high priest enters each year into the sanctuary with blood that is not his own. If that were so, he would have had to suffer repeatedly from the foundations of the world. But now, once for all, he has appeared at the end of the ages to take away sin by his sacrifice. Just as it is appointed that human beings die once, and after this the judgment, so also Christ offered once to take away the sins of many. He will appear a second time, not to take away sin, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people came and put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the temple, for they have contributed from their surplus wealth. But she, from her poverty, has contributed all that she had her whole life." The Gospel of the Lord.